James Morfitt is from Canterbury. He's the co-owner of Eurocycle Adventures, and he's helped organise a three-day Kent Cycle Weekend. James, nice of you to join us. How are you doing?
G'day, Steve. How are you, mate? Thanks very much for having me. Really appreciate it.
Nah, lovely to have you with us. First up, hey, I can, you know, I'm no slow coach. I can tell by your accent that that's not a Kent accent. How does Kent compare to cycling in Oz?
It's great, you know, because it's a lot more green here. You get a lot of sights to see. Definitely a lot of older buildings, and Australia is absolutely stinking hot. So it's a lot easier here, I must say, weather-wise. So yeah. Good.
Mind you, it's been quite stinking hot here the last couple of days. A friend of mine's in Australia, lives in Australia, and I heard from him, and he was saying that he's absolutely freezing. It's down to 17 degrees, and he's wrapped up in a blanket. So it's our turn.
it's actually been lovely weather, hasn't it? And actually, I'm from Melbourne. My brother and I, who both run the business, we're from Melbourne, and it's been really cold back home as well. So they're getting a bit of the dose of the cold weather back there. So it's good to be here at the moment.
Yeah, no, that's for sure. So, James, tell us about this cycle weekend, how it came about, and what sort of things can people enjoy?
Well, basically, this weekend we've got a cycling trip for 3 days. And it starts 1 p.m. tomorrow, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. And we go various different mileage, basically around about 30 miles a day, 30 to 40 miles. And we get to go from Whitstable down through Wye and the Kent Downs. We sample a few oysters and crab in Whitstable, obviously, which is great. And then we get to see Dover Cliffs and the Kent Woodlands. We'll do a little bit of camping in teepees as well, a little place called Nola Farm Campsite, which is great. We're also doing paddle boarding for people, so a canoe place called Canoe Wild. So we've got a real mix of different things to do, and basically, yeah, it's getting people to experience the region. I mean, it's such the Garden of England, as they call it, and it is such a great region. I mean, we've got coastline here. There's fantastic woodlands. There's great eateries and pubs and festivals that go on here, and great towns like Canterbury and riverways. It's fantastic. So particularly when the weather's good like this, it's a great place to explore and get people involved. I mean, because as we know, over the last couple of years now, really, we've been sort of locked away, and we've lacked social interaction physically with people, and people's health, both physically and mentally, has, you know, I mean, it's definitely a stat show that it's suffered a little bit. So we want to bring that sense of community and get people outdoors, and also help local businesses as well as ourselves, obviously.
And looking at the daily distances, even for a novice or someone who hasn't cycled that much, or maybe hasn't got on a bike since they were at school or doing the paper round, they are manageable distances. Because I'm guessing you're not going to be going at breakneck speed, are you?
No, exactly. That's a good question, actually, because we're not a company that we do traffic free riding, so. What we try and aim to do for people is get them off-road as much as possible. I mean, obviously, we do have to go on roads at times, but get them on gravel tracks and pathways and get them to really smell the smells, see the sights, hear, you know, get all our senses going and get people inspired that way, really. And, you know, you might run through the odd cow pat and that's all part of the fun, you know.
So, well, yeah. an interesting definition of fun, James, but you know, I do get what you're saying. And of course, you know, and this happens wherever you live in the world, I would guess, is that 9 times out of 10 you might appreciate it, but you don't perhaps immerse yourself in what's on your doorstep. You know, you'll go away to the other end of the country and go out walking and cycling and whatever, but sometimes we don't do it when we're at home in normal times.
Well, exactly. And that's one of the things I was thinking about before I was going to speak to you was actually that. I mean, we often in our own backyard. We don't really explore it because we get caught up in our own lives and our bubbles of what we just do, just day-to-day life, and that's understandable. But this is such a great way to just see it, to see the region. And not only that, I mean, we get a lot of people that are based in London and they're from different countries, Italy, Ukraine, South Africa, I mean, you name it. And in terms of our trips, they're all fully guided, supported. We've got support vehicles. So it caters to different levels. And as you said on the top of the, when you introduced me, yeah, it is flat. There are some hills there as well. But, I mean, if you have some challenges, we're here to help people. And we get a lot of people who say, you know, oh, I've been thinking about this for 5 years, about doing a trip like this, but I just haven't had the confidence, or I didn't know if I could do it, and things like this. And then when they come along, they really grow as, and they really, as a person, they go, oh, geez, you know what, I can do it. Mm. And it was... And I did it. And they get a lot of confidence from that. And I think that's great, you know.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And you know, you're not going to be doing it on your own either, because, you know, you've got people willing you on and encouraging you. And, you know, you're part of a team as well, which is lovely. Can anybody join in, James?
Yeah, absolutely anybody. I mean, obviously, you've got to be somewhat able on a bike and things like that. But, I mean, we can hire bikes for people. And we can guide people through that process as well. I mean, we do get a lot of questions, as you can imagine, with people saying, is my bike appropriate, or can I hire, and things like that. Is my ability good enough? But on all our trips and on our website and through all our social media and stuff, we've got gradings. So you can see, it depends on the trip. I mean, we've got trips to Peak District, to Cornwall. We've got European trips. And then we've got shorter day trips, and we've got multi-day trips and overnight stays. So the best thing to do is just, if you're unsure, like, get in contact and just have a look, and we can definitely guide you through all that and with bikes and equipment and stuff like that.